Linda went through the pile of files on her desk, one after another. She had been lagging since she came back from her annual leave. It was difficult for her to get back to the routine she was used to. It was even harder considering what had just happened to her a few days ago. She was on patrol when a speeding car went past her. As usual, she followed it and stopped the driver, only to find out that the driver was a woman with her husband. It turned out that he had been cheating on her for 2 years. Things happened fast, and she kicked him out. Little did she know that the house would become too big for her, and unbearable, too. That's why she dived into work at the station rather than going home. That day, things were normal, with the only difference being that there were only two officers left at the station. Linda and her partner. It didn't take long for them to be summoned to a club 3 blocks away. Her partner got into the car and went there, leaving her alone at the police station, because someone needed to hold the fort. "Hello? Is someone there?" A voice came from one of the holding cells. He was the only person in the cell. Soon to be more. His voice pulled Linda out of her concentration. She was not aware that there was anyone in any of the cells. She also knew that voice. "I need to make a phone call. Can anyone hear me?" He continued with a voice laced with frustration. Linda had to confirm who it was with her own eyes. "I'll be damned. Brad, what the hell are you doing here?" Linda asked in disbelief. "Heck no, not like this," Brad replied. Linda laughed. "What are you going on about? I bet you feel like melting into the floor. You never thought that we would meet again, huh?" Their story dated back to the night of Linda's graduation. What was surprising, though, was the tension between them. Brad looked even better than he did back then. He looked at Linda the same way he always used to. But this time around, Linda wasn't as naive as she used to be. "Can I at least get a hug?" he said, his deep voice vibrating through all the nerves in her body. She liked it, but hated the way he affected her even after so long apart. Linda knew that he wasn't a threat and wouldn't escape, so she opened the cell. He pulled her in his warm embrace, his hands going around her curvy frame. They lingered like that for a few more minutes, and then broke contact. It was brief and sweet, but scary. She knew how vulnerable she was when she was with him. "I see that some things never change," he said in a quirky tone. "Oh, you wish." She was surprised to see him and wanted to know why he was there. She stayed with him as they caught up, but soon things changed. She saw the desire in his eyes, and the lust was written all over his face. She wanted him, too, especially after being only with one man for a long time and who ended up betraying her. "I'm not gonna lie to you. I have been thinking about our good times back then, and all that's in my mind is my cock inside your pussy. I know how sweet you are, Linda," he said without hiding anything. Her breath hitched, and the images of them fucking came flooding back into her mind. She wasn't going to waste any more time. She was as horny as a cow in heat. "What else were you thinking of?" she asked, moving closer to him. She was making it clear that she was on board with whatever he had in mind. "I just want to take you out there, lay you on the table, and sink my huge dick into your wet pussy. I know you're wet for me, baby. You always were ready for me. Before that, though, I would pull you on top of my lap so that you straddle me. Then, I would let your hair down and run my fingers through it. I would proceed to brush through your boobs slightly as I squeeze the nipples, then rip off your shirt before worshiping the perky ladies. You know how much they drove me crazy back then, he said, but Linda could not let him finish. You had me at wet pussy, she said with a heavy voice. Linda could not wait for Brad to pull her to his lap. She sat there herself and made sure that her crotch connected to his. Wow, he was already hard, and it excited Linda to the core. She slammed her mouth to his and kissed him as she took his hands to her boobs. She was still wearing her police uniform, which was the barrier between them. She bit his lower lip and gained access to the rest of his mouth. Her tongue went in, and they continued kissing until they were out of breath. Brad lifted her and went to her desk, then laid her there. He ripped her shirt off and marveled at the sight of her boobs. He wanted to see them fully, so he removed her bra. They bounced up and down as the bra came off, and he immediately went to her neck. He placed wet kisses all over them as Linda held on to his broad shoulders. He kissed his way down to her boobs and placed his mouth on one of her breasts as his hand fondled the other. Linda was moaning, and with each passing second, her moans grew louder. Something was missing, though. Skin contact with him. She needed more, and that is what she went for. She removed his shirt as he watched her trembling hands. She reached for the belt and unbuckled it, then loosened his trousers. She could already see the outline of his penis and felt wetness between her legs. She then pulled off the last piece of clothing he had and dropped it to the floor. His cock sprang free and majestic facing her and demanding to be serviced. It was fully erect, and all the veins on it were on full display. His balls also looked bigger, and the head had a creamy substance on it, an indication that he was completely ready to slide into her warm and soft pussy. She did the only thing she knew would bring him to his knees. She used the pre-cum to lubricate his dick and began rubbing and massaging it. He held onto the table with all his might, and soon Linda switched it up. She held his cock into position and slipped it into her mouth. His hands went to her head as she adjusted to the huge girth. After a few seconds, she began pushing it in and out of her mouth. The thrusts were shallow at first, but soon picked up momentum, and his cock was hitting the back of her throat. Linda catered to his balls, too. She massaged them and gave them light squeezes. Brad held on to her head and began rocking into her, his ass tight and dick pulsating in her mouth. He had to pull himself out as he grunted. Not yet. Show me your dripping pussy, baby. I need to feel it, he said in a thick voice. It was almost as if his voice was not his. He lifted her and sat her on her desk, then kissed her all over her body. As his mouth was still in hers, he traced his finger to her abdomen, and her clit then stayed there, slowly rubbing and teasing her entrance. He then found his way to her pussy and lubricated his fingers with her juices. He then slipped two of his fingers into her and began moving them in and out. He added the third one and went deeper into her pussy. Linda widened her legs to give him more access and rolled her eyes into her head with pleasure. She held onto his shoulders and pushed herself further into his hand. Brad kissed her mouth and slowed down a little as he replaced his fingers with his thick cock. He first rubbed his circumcised head onto her pussy, and then, with one quick motion, pushed it into her. She had forgotten how big he was and needed a second to adjust to him. He slowly began moving in and out of her, and as he increased his speed, she met him with her own thrusts. The room filled with their grunts and moans, with the sound of a squeaking desk. Linda begged for more, and Brad placed her legs on his shoulders. She continued screaming and calling out his name, her boobs bouncing up and down. This drove Brad crazy, such that he could not take it anymore. He increased his thrusts, and then, out of nowhere, he turned Linda around. Her ass was in the air, and he was behind her. He parted her legs more and spanked her ass as he pushed his dick back into her. She held on to the table as he continued pumping into her, and Linda was the first one to be hit with wave after wave of pure ecstasy. It was as if all her nerves had been hit by electricity, and sweetness overran her entire body. She was soon followed by Brad, who poured one spurt of creamy juice after the other. He held onto her ass as he tightened his own, his eyes going way back into his head and his knees weakening with each passing second. He collapsed on top of her and stayed inside her as they both calmed down. After a while, Linda decided to push her ass into him so that he could get off her. After all, they were at the station, and in a compromising situation. He held her there, still, and closed his eyes. "Don't move, lest you want to awaken my dick again," he whispered into her ears. It was the hottest thing she had heard in a long time, and she could feel her body getting excited. This meant that her body wanted more. Would they have the time for that? Her partner was probably on his way back. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.